The International Air Transport Association says the airline industry has turned the corner and prospects for recovery are good, but airlines are expected to pile up billions of dollars in losses. The International Air Transport Association says global airline traffic picked up sharply in June, but a full recovery is still some months away. IATA predicts the world's airlines will lose up to $6.5 billion this year. It says about $4 billion of that is due to SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. The rest of the losses are largely linked to the war in Iraq. IATA Assistant Director of Corporate Affairs Nancy Gauthier says airlines in the Asia-Pacific region, which was hardest hit by the SARS crisis, suffered the greatest losses. But she notes air traffic in the region was down nearly 39% in June compared to 55% in May.
Although they have a long way to go, they're coming right back up. It's a steep climb improvement, and we hope to see this trend continue, and the signs look good. We're hoping that if this progression continues, that by the end of the year we'll be able to say that we're getting back to the levels that we were way before all these crises began. We need to consider crisis as a part of everyday life.
Ms. Gauthier says areas that were not affected by SARS did not suffer from a drop in air travel. She notes that the war in Iraq did scare travelers away, but only temporarily. IATA figures show that Middle East traffic rose by 4% last month, Africa registered an increase of 1.1% in June, and air travel to South America rose by 9.3% this year. However, Ms. Gauthier acknowledges that tourism in general was heavily hit by SARS and the Iraqi war.
It's not just the airlines, it's hotels, it's tour operators, it's everybody who works in the area. All of that is a great backbone to our economy, and many countries depend so heavily, as you know. It has been a rough road for them, and therefore, if the airlines are coming back, we hope that in general for the industry, that they're beginning to all see that this pent-up demand is beginning to be let loose again, and that both leisure travelers and business travelers are getting back.
Ms. Gauthier says now is a good time for travelers to take advantage of special promotions the airlines are offering to lure them back. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.